/en.
Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
السلام عليكم.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا.
In the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear friends, Salam alaikum. And welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because today we're going to speak about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny.
جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Today's Sunday is the 21st of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Like always, we'll listen to a verse from the Holy Quran for today, verse 63 of chapter And fall from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وألف بين قلوبهم لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ
And brought together their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have brought their hearts together. But Allah brought them together. Indeed, He is exalted in might and wise.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Prophet of Islam strove against social prejudices. According to the Prophet of Islam, trampling the right of others disrupts peace and security, resulting in the hatred and discord. Even in the statements of his last days, the Prophet warned Ummah against discord, saying, O people, your blood and properties are forbidden for each other. Beware that every Muslim is the brother of another Muslim, and Muslims are brethren to each other.
حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله
Under the title of Morals and Behavior of the Holy Prophet, we listen more. The more science and technology advances, the greater is the need for the observance and practice of the teachings and instructions of divine prophets in human societies. This is because science and technology provide only machines and instruments and by no means prevent their misuse by human beings. The terrible rise in murder, other felonies, corruption, suicide, and so forth clearly points to this very fact. If morality, which is a significant part of the teachings of divine prophets, does not prevail and govern in human societies, surely not only will advanced science and technology fail to ensure human peace and prosperity, but they will add to our problems and miseries. The sublime celestial morals of the Prophet brought about the waves of the revolution of Islam, first in Arabian society and afterwards all over the world. In the light of this all-embracing spiritual and intellectual resurrection, dispersion turned into unity, unchastity into chastity, idleness into hard work, and Arab arrogance to modesty and affection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more science and technology advances, the greater is the need for the observance and practice of the teachings and instructions of divine prophets in human societies. This is because science and technology provide only machines and instruments and by no means prevent their misuse by human beings. The terrible rise in murder, other felonies, corruption, suicide, and so forth clearly points to this very fact. If morality, which is a significant part of the teachings of divine prophets, does not prevail and govern in human societies, surely not only will advanced science and technology fail to ensure human peace and prosperity, but they will add to our problems and miseries. For the exploiters and colonists utilized advanced technology and sciences for their own satanic purposes. They murder or make homeless millions of human beings, as they have always done, and trample upon the rights of the weak and the defenseless. We have seen it in last four, three, let's say, centuries ago, and their traces and the scope of their miseries can be seen and observed even till today. As a matter of fact, the only factor that can halt man's restive soul and control his stormy instincts and passions, and thus utilize science and technology for human prosperity and pacific life, is true morality, which originates in faith in God. The moral teachings and precepts of the divine prophets and their moral behavior are the best means of leading man to his ideal life. It goes without saying that both in personal and social, and in social life, the observance of moral principles is required of all. However, for those who must lead societies and guide the people, this requirement is much greater, because first, the one who is the instructor of society must himself be a model of supreme moral behavior and excellent human characteristics, so he will be able to wipe moral decay out of people's hearts and minds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, "Thus it is due to mercy from God that you deal with them gently, and had you been rough, hard-hearted, they would certainly have dispersed from around you."
Special topics for a special program.
You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Today's special. You're listening to This is IRIB English Radio. And this part, the Prophet among the people. The Holy Prophet of Islam possessed the magnificent status of prophecy and divine leadership, but his manners in dealing with the people and his way of life were so simple and gentle that when he was among the people and newcomer wanted to know about him, he had to ask, "Which one of you is the Prophet?" He had no love for luxuries or the illusions of this mortal world. He was never enchanted by any worldly things, and he invariably looked upon this world's life as a passing one. The Holy Prophet of Islam spoke in short, meaningful sentences, and was never seen or heard to interrupt anybody's speech. He never spoke with a morose face, nor did he ever apply rough, awkward words. Unlike grands and despotic rulers, the Holy Prophet of Islam never looked at those who were addressing him with half-closed eyes.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
We have a short part about valuable lesson from Prophet Muhammad's life, and that was, we can summarize it into one sentence, and that is, he upheld the truth at all times. Yes, before that miraculous night when the Holy Prophet was appointed as the final messenger, the whole city of Mecca called him by the worthy name of As-Sadiq Al-Amin, means the honest, the trustworthy. This not only placed the people's firm belief and trust in him, but when he finally began to preach the religion of Allah, people adhered to his attestations.
What the Prophet means to us as Muslims all around the world. For we know that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, is significant to all Muslims, not only as the Prophet of Islam, but also as the role model for all Muslims. In fact, this is how the Quran describes the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. God says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. In the Messenger of God, there is a great exemplar, a great role model for you, O believers. One of the important aspects of the life of the Prophet is his ethics, his ethical character. God describes the Prophet and his ethics in the Quran. He says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you are, O Prophet, O Messenger, of sublime moral character. The Prophet had great character, and it is this aspect of his life that, first and foremost, it is important for us to emulate. Because the Prophet himself says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. That the main reason why God sent me is so that I can help people perfect the nobility of their character, to make them better when it comes to their ethical and their moral character.
Oh. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to us. That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. We'll learn more about the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Inshallah. Thank you and have a nice time.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin, wa sayyidul mursalin, rahmatan lil alamin, jitta bil haqqil yaqin. Anta nabiyul amin, wa sayyidul mursalin, rahmatan lil alamin, jitta bil haqqil yaqin.
Food for thought. Hello everyone. Today, a day after the 44th anniversary of the glorious victory of the Islamic Revolution, led by the sage of the age, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, we present you a wonderful saying to ponder upon from the Holy Prophet's infallible heir, Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him, concerning the duties of the faithful during the long period of occultation of the 12th Imam. Follow the qualified jurist who refrains from committing wrong, emphasizes his faith, opposes carnal desires, and obeys Allah's command. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the qualifications and distinctions of a scholar, of a faqih. You know, a lot of people claim to be faqis, they claim to be scholars, a lot of them claim to be mujtahids, right? But, you know, for people, it's sometimes it's confusing. How do we distinguish who a real scholar is? You know, how do we distinguish a genuine scholar from one who is simply claiming to be a scholar? Fortunately, the distinctions and qualifications, the khasa'is of a faqih and a scholar, have been mentioned in the hadith of our a'imma alayhim as-salam. In one hadith, Imam Ali said the following: a real scholar is one who does not make people lose hope in the mercy of Allah, right? Or cause them to have despair from the mercy of Allah, or make them feel safe from Allah's cunningness, right? Neither does he create within them a false sense of hope, nor does he make them completely lose hope in the mercy of Allah, right? In another hadith, Imam Ali said the following. He said, "Shall I inform you of a true learned person? He who does not allow people to commit acts of disobedience to Allah, does not let them lose hope in the mercy of Allah, does not assure them against the devices of Allah, and does not leave the Quran in his desire for something else other than it." These are also some of the great distinctions amongst for the scholars. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, he was once asked a question by a man, to which he duly replied, and to which the man then retorted, "The jurists do not say this." He asked something from the Imam, and the Imam replied to him, but he hadn't heard this answer from some of the other people who claimed to be fuqaha. You know, the history tells us that, you know, a lot of people of other faiths, other sects, you know, they would come to the a'imma and test them or ask them questions and see what they were saying, you know. And, you know, then they would observe that these answers that the a'imma gave would be different from the answers that these other scholars, so-called scholars, were giving. This is one of those cases. In response to this, the imam said, "Woe unto you! Have you ever seen a jurist? A real jurist is a person who is ascetic from the world, a zahid fid dunya, who craves for the hereafter, a raghibu fil akhirah, who craves for the hereafter, and strongly holds on to the tradition of the Prophet, al-mutamassik bi sunnatin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." These are some of the distinctions of the true scholar. Finally, Imam Ridha alayhi salam said the following: among the signs of a jurist, min alamat al-fiqh, amongst the signs of the jurist are clemency, knowledge, and silence. Al-hilmu wal-ilmu wa-samt. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the signs and distinctions of the true jurist in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك
Let's recite the Quran.
يا من ينجينا إحسانه ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل
فرجه. Okay, as we promised, let's go to this surah, okay? As I challenged you, so you said challenged, accepted, right?
Yes.
Let's go.
I didn't accept it.
Go to Surah Al-Adiyat.
Yes.
Surah Al-Adiyat, page 599, chapter 30, Surah Al-Adiyat. Let's see who can recite this surah correctly. So, ready?
Yes.
Okay, who wants to challenge? So, who's going to recite this first? Who is going to challenge? Okay, who is going to challenge? I think no one, yes? So, let me recite this surah. I will challenge you. But after I finished, okay? So, you have to challenge me. Ready? Okay.
Yes.
Ready.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. The challenge is this, that if I made any mistake, you gotta fix the mistake, okay? Ask me that you made a mistake.
Okay.
Let me see. I make like, intentionally I make mistakes, okay?
Okay.
Let me see if you focus.
Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ.
There's a mistake. You said, إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. Was there any other mistake?
No.
Okay, mashallah too, Hussein Musa.
He copyrighted.
It is Rabbah.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ.
Mashallah.
Yes.
Allah.
Allahumma
inna rabbahum bihim yawma idhin lakhabir.
No, idhin.
Pay attention. There is another mistake. Come on.
Yawma idhil.
Okay, listen up. I'm sure, I challenge you, you cannot find the mistake.
Okay. In this ayah?
Yeah. Inna rabbahum bihim yawma idhin lakhabir. إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ.
Oh,
you found the mistake. Look, ra, the letter ra, I told you. Whenever a kasra comes before it, so it is pronounced like with a low sound. Yes? إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So, question, why is there a meme on the ra?
Uh-huh. Khabirun, it is tanween it has. That's tanween dhamma, because if that tanween is there, okay, that inshallah we'll study. It's called iqlab.
Iqlab. Yes, iqlab.
Because the next surah starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it starts with ba. So tanween, dhamma is here, okay? When tanween reaches, okay, or approaches the letter ba, so in this case, that noon sound will be changed to meme sound. That's why there is a small meme on the top. Look, I'm reading it with the next surah. Bismillah, okay? Inna rabbahum bihim yawma'idhin lakhabirun. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Yes, yeah. So you said lakhabirun.
That's a meme sound.
So this is why they put like a small meme.
Yes.
Inshallah study, okay? Iqlab it is. So, who is challenging me now?
Okay, let me see.
No, I can read. I can read.
No, you okay. can't. I said first.
Okay. فوات. صل أعوذ بالله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات زبحا.
Okay. والعاديات زبحا.
Yeah.
زبح means to kill.
Yeah. No,
okay,
it's
but this ضاب had has another meaning.
Yeah. ضاد.
So, what was the mistake?
ضاد.
ضاد. ضابح.
Okay. I made it intentionally.
Intentionally. Okay.
To test you guys.
Okay.
I'm so this helping time, you guys learn.
Okay. This time intentionally read it correctly.
I can't. I want to help you all.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
Okay, go on, read it again.
وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا.
ضَبْحًا. Nice. The next ayah.
فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْهًا. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا.
That's good.
فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعًا. فَوَسَدْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا.
Okay, that's okay because we have not studied قَلْقَلَ. Inshallah we'll study, okay? قَلْقَلَ. So when the طَا is ساكين, it produces like a bouncing sound.
فَوَسَطْنَا
بِهِ جَمْعًا. فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا.
أحسن. The next ayah.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ.
أحسن.
وإنه على ذلك لشهيد.
أحسن.
وإنه لحب الخير لشديد.
Great. Next ayah.
أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور.
Okay.
إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير.
Okay, so who's next?
Me.
Say Musa.
Yes.
Go on.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد.
ما شاء الله.
وإنه لحب الخير لشديد.
أحسنت.
أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير.
يومئذ.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. There are a lot of rules, okay, that you were reciting, so you didn't apply because you didn't know them. That's okay. So alhamdulillah, the letters that we have learned so far, so you applied them correctly. That was nice, okay.
So you passed the challenge.
So you don't have any problem with the letters, okay? But the letters have problems with you, okay?
Okay.
So the pronunciations, alhamdulillah, correctly. But just remember to produce that heavy, that graph sound with this sad, dad, okay? Da, da. Qaf, okay? Okay, Ali Nasir, continue.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا.
أحسن. There was a tiny mistake.
فأثرن به نقعا.
Again it was repeated.
He said فأثر instead of ر.
فأثر. فأثر.
Yes.
فأثر. Look, there is a fatha before ra. So فَأَثَارُنَا بِهِ نَقَعَى.
Yes.
أَثَارُ. So next one. Repeat it again. Yeah. Then continue.
فَأَثَارُنَا بِهِ نَقَعَى.
Look how better it became, okay? Next ayah.
فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَى.
Okay.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ.
Okay, good.
وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ.
أحسن.
وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ.
أحسن.
أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ.
That's it.
وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ.
We said that
instead of ha, he said ha.
Always a heavy letter. So whenever it, even if it has kasra, so you have to sound it has, okay?
وَحُصِّلَ.
Oh, that's it.
وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ.
That's nice.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ.
A tiny mistake
again. لَخَبِيرٌ.
لَخَبِيرٌ. Again.
لَخَبِيرٌ. It should be bold, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Go read the ayah, the whole ayah. Again.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والعاديات ضبحا.
By the racers panting.
فالموريات قدحا.
And the producers of sparks when striking.
فالمغيرات صبحا.
And the chargers at dawn.
فأثرن به نقعا.
Stirring up thereby clouds of dust.
فوسطن به جمعا.
Arriving thereby in the center collectively.
إن الإنسان لربه لكنود.
Indeed, mankind to his Lord is ungrateful.
وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ.
And indeed, he is to that a witness.
وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ.
And indeed, he is in love of wealth intense.
أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ.
But does he not know that when the contents of the graves are scattered, and that within the breasts is obtained, indeed, their Lord with them that day is fully acquainted.
So thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we learned the Arabic alphabet letters correctly now, the pronunciation, the articulation points. Thank you so much. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. But before we end, let's give a thanks to a big thanks to Allah Almighty. And then a big thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network.
And the students.
The students. Yeah, Hussein Musa, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider. Haider Karrar, and also Ali Nasser and me, Habibullah Fasiza. Thank you so much. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran.
a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, Qawwi ala khidmatika jawarihi, Washdud ala al-azimati jawanihi, وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we had reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. In this part, Imam alayhi salam says, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي. Strengthen my limbs in your service. واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي. Fortify my ribs in determination. وهب لي الجد في خشيتك. Bestow upon me earnestness and in my fear of you and continuity in my being's joint to your service. والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك. Imam continues, حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين, so that I may move easily towards you in the battlefields of the foremost. وأسرع إليك في البارزين, hurry to you among the prominent. وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين, so that I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous. وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين, so that I will move near to you with the nearness of the sincere, fear you with the fear of those who have conviction, أخافك مخافة الموقنين, and gather with the believers in your nearness, وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين. This accompanying the believers in the nearness of the Almighty Allah in hereafter is something the prerequisites and the conditions of which must be met in this world. There are some prerequisites for these special blessings of the Almighty Allah. And as you were previously with us, we mentioned some of them in the previous episodes, like avoiding the company of people of weak faith, like avoiding eating doubtful meals, and purifying the soul from vices. Also, we mentioned gluttony. Now, The last of these things we are going to mention is avoiding too much sleep. This is something that brings about dullness in worship and the death of humane spirit. This is something that we will look at in the light of the traditions after a short break.
Strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
It is narrated about excessive sleep about from Imam Baqir alayhi salam that Prophet Moses ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam said to Allah, which of your servants do you show more enmity to? The Almighty answered him, jifatun bil layl battalun bin nahar, the one who is in bed like a dead person all night and spends his day uselessly. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also has stated that Solomon's mother told him, "Iyyaka wa kathrat an-nawm bil-layl." Do not sleep much at nights. Tad'u ar-rajula faqiran yawm al-qiyamah, because it causes man to be resurrected in the hereafter barehanded. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has stated, بِئِسَ الْغَرِيمُ النَّوْمِ, sleeping is a bad enemy. يُفْنِي قَصِيرَ الْعُمُرِ, it wastes the short life. وَيُفَوِّتُ كَثِيرَ الْأَجْرِ, and eliminates great reward. So, by avoiding what Islam has forbidden, like unlawful food, vices, gluttony, and excessive sleep, one's limbs are granted the power to serve Allah. قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِ. It is by this strength that the eyes would not see but the truth and whatever Allah desires. The ears would hear nothing but the speech of the Almighty Allah. This is the heart of obedience. The hands would not perform but honest attempts. The stomach would not eat but lawful food. The lust would not be used but in lawful ways. And the feet would not go to anywhere but towards divine gatherings, divine mosques, places, holy shrines. In short, all human limbs as well as his soul, move in the direction of worshipping Allah. حَتَّى أَسْرَحَ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَيَادِينِ السَّابِقِينَ and serving his servants. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world on the lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. Androcles and the Lion. In Rome, there was once a poor slave whose name was Androcles. His master was a cruel man, and so unkind to him that at last Androcles ran away. He hid himself in a wild wood for many days, but there was no food to be found, and he grew so weak and sick that he thought he should die. So one day he crept into a cave and lay down, and soon he was fast asleep. After a while, a great noise woke him up. A lion had come into the cave and was roaring loudly. Androcles was very much afraid, so he felt sure that the beast would kill him. Soon, however, he saw that the lion was not angry, but that he limped as though his foot hurt him. Then Androcles grew so bold that he took hold of the lion's lame paw to see what was the matter. The lion still stood quiet still and rubbed his head against the man's shoulder. He seemed to say, I know that you will help me. Androcles lifted the paw from the ground and saw that it was a long, sharp thorn which hurt the lion so much. He took the end of the thorn in his finger, then he gave a stone quick pull, and out it came. The lion was full of joy. He jumped about like a dog and licked the hands and feet of his new friend. Androcles was not at all afraid after this, and when night came, he and the lion lay down and slept side by side. For a long time, the lion brought food to Androcles every day. And the two became such good friends that Androcles found his new friend, his new life, a very happy one. One day, some soldiers who were passing through the wood found Andraclus in the cave. They knew who he was and so took him back to Rome. It was the law at that time that every slave who ran away from his master should be made to fight a hungry lion. So a fierce lion was shut up for a while without food, and a time was set for the fight when the day came.